And I believe God wants me to share with somebody just to encourage you. Maybe you are going through situations. Amen. Maybe you are waiting for something to change. And it seems the situation is so stubborn. And you are about to give up. I want to encourage you this morning. It's not time to give up. Say to yourself, I'm still in the game. Oh, come on, say it like you believe it. I'm still in the game. I'm still in the game. Amen. I watched a boxing match. I know some people will say, oh, Pastor, you are not opening with a scripture. Don't worry. Scripture will come. But let me say this ahead so that I don't repeat it. I watch a boxing match. I like boxing. Some time ago. And there was this guy who was really beaten down by his opponent. Blood gushing out of his face. And you think that that was the end of the fight. He was flawed a few times. When you really see it, I tried to get the video in my mind that, oh, maybe I'll just tell what I'm sound to show it. But I decided against it because for some people it's too bloody. The corner of this guy were like, he should give up. The referee, the boy said no. He stood. And the other guy was so fresh. Thinking, you know, when they raised up their hands, he's won the fight. No. Then the fight continued. Guess what? The bloodied guy won the bout. He now won the match. To the amazement of everybody. The moral of the fact is, if he had given up so early, because he was bloodied, hallelujah, the belt he won that day, he will not have won it at all. Somebody say, I'm still in the game. Somebody say, I'm still in the game. Amen. First Chronicles chapter 4. I'm going to read from verse 9 to 10. First Chronicles 4 verse 9 to 10. That's our text today for those who are expecting a scripture. And I'm going to give you quite a number of them. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Your prayer will be granted today. I say your prayers will be granted today. Amen. I'm going to speak about a few aspects of this story of Jabez. Maybe next week I'll talk about another aspect. Jabez, like every other person, like most people, struggled. I don't want to go into the intricacies of the story of, oh, his mother called him sorrow. We all know that. It's so simple and clear right there. Amen. You and I must know, and we know of a certainty, that life is a process. Success does not just happen. Amen. Situations happen in life. Many of us go through circumstances every day. You carry burdens every day. You struggle. You want to make ends meet. You want to achieve a purpose. And it seems fallen. It seems impossible. Hallelujah. We go through circumstances to get to our desired place. Jabez went through that. Hallelujah. But while going through the various situations in life, that is the high and lows, the truth of the matter is, no matter what life throws at you, you can't give up on your dreams. You can't give up on the purpose of God for your life. Because of somebody missing in your life, you can't stop living. You can't stop being who God has called you to be. because you don't have something. You can't stop dreaming. There's something that nobody should stop from doing, and that is dreaming. There's no crime against dreaming. There's no crime against wanting a better life. There's no crime against wanting to achieve the purpose of God for your life. You can dream. You need to keep dreaming. You need to dream big. Your dream should be so big to an extent whereby you are going to fail except God intervenes. Don't dream the kind of dream that only you can achieve. Dream the kind of dream that you really will need help. I've told us time and time, if I tell you what I'm carrying in my mind, a lot of you will not be in church anymore. You say, that man is crazy. Because you are going to look at me based on where we are. You are going to look at me based on what is happening around us. And many have given up on us already. Just like many gave up on Jabez. And how wrong were they? How wrong were they? When the Lord turned around the captivity of Zion. When the Lord turned around the captivity of Zion. It seems as though the captivity of Zion will remain perpetual. But one day God stepped in to turn it around. Today God will step in to turn around your situation. This is what I have come to tell somebody today. I have come to challenge you. I have come to encourage you that God is about to step into your situation. God is about to turn you from where you are 360 degrees. And it will look as if you never suffered at all. If you believe it, shout a good amen. Now we're having church. Don't give up. You have no right to give up. Satan will come to weigh you down and paint different pictures about you to you. Will come and remind you of the negative things that people have said concerning you. How some will have the audacity even to stand in your face and say, I know you will never amount to anything. Don't pray for them to die. In their presence, you will make it. They will be the one to come back to you and say, you know what? I'm sorry I made a mistake. I'm really sorry I made a mistake. All those who have looked down on you, I say, very soon, in a matter of few days, they'll begin to look up to you in the name of Jesus. Those who thought that you could not get it, I want to announce to you, it's about to be given to you. I say it's about to be given to you, and you are going to take it, you are going to receive it, you are going to retain it, and you are never going to lose it anymore. In the name of Jesus, if you believe it, say amen. Listen, church. Experiencing failure. We all have been there. Experiencing delay. We all have been there. But that's not a reason to think. Listen to this. That's not a reason to think you are experiencing what you are experiencing because you are a bad person. That's the first thing Satan will come to you with. You are a sinner. You are evil. And that's why you are going through all you are going through. Oh no, not all the time. Not all the time. Most of the time God holds back so that he can take the glory, so that he can showcase himself. I was telling my wife this morning about a comet in the sky. When comet zooms across the sky, guess how many billions of people look up? You are going to be a comet in the sky. I say you will be a comet in the sky. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We go through high and lows. Amen? You are not a bad person. That's not the reason why you are going through your challenges. You are going through it because God wants to strengthen you, because God wants to mature you, so that when you enter into your enlarged place, you already know how to handle what the blessing that God bless you with maturity. Some of us, the things we are asking God for, should you receive it, you might end up in hell. The kind of money you are looking for, you might end up in hell. Because you might tend to love it too much, and then you forget God. We've seen it happen so many times. Those who didn't have before, and suddenly, as soon as they have, their language changed. Their disposition changed. A lot of people give up too soon. They give up too soon. We think it's over when it's just about to start. Hallelujah. As long as you are waking up every day and you are breathing, you have opportunities. Somebody says it's not over. Come on, say it like you believe it is not over. Listen to me. You see, if you give up, it means you don't trust God. It means you don't trust God who gave you that dream. And you are not true to yourself. If you give up based on the report that people give to you, because people will look at you, look at your stature, and they conclude about you. Tell them it's a lie. Come on, say he's a lie. Hallelujah. Amen. Only a few can really say, you know what? I've had the experience of the perplexities and the complexities of the life of Jabez. Only a few. People like Job. Even though when Job is speaking, Jabez will be quiet. You know? Some of us say, oh, I have a problem, I have a problem, I have a problem. But when you hear other people's problem, then your problem will be silent. Then you start asking God for mercy. Hallelujah. May you not see problem. I say, may you not see problem. In Jesus' mighty name. Jabez growing up will have lived a very complex life. He will have been targets of bullies in school who suddenly don't like him because the name his mother called him was following him everywhere he went. He did not even like himself. There are some children, because they don't like themselves, some girls, even in this Kansas City, they call them cutters. If you look at their wrist, you will see that they've cut themselves up before. They want to bleed out and die because they are not happy for something as simple as somebody telling you, you are ugly, you are fat, you are not beautiful. All done. Are you saying God made a mistake about me? We talked to the workers this morning. Living for people's approval will kill you. Living for people's approval will destroy you. You better start loving yourself again. You better start liking yourself again. You better start appreciating yourself again. Because if your heart is perfect, you are perfect before your maker. How many times will Jabez have been beaten down? How many times has life beating you down? Some of you listening to me this morning, you may have had too many no's in your life. No, 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 no. You know, like we tell our kids. We tell our kids more no than yes, right? Come on. Mommy, I want no. Even before they finish the sentence. Daddy, I want no. But mommy said, no. And that no, as an adult, has pressed us down. A lot of us here, under the sound of my voice, you're already living below your potential. Living below who you are. You're earning below who you are. You're earning below who you are worth. You sold yourself cheap because you have no faith anymore. Well, it's better to earn a little than nothing. I understand that you use that to put your foot in the door, but you don't stand at the door. Don't stand at the door. You already put your foot in the door. Press in into the door. Press in into the room that the door leads you into. Don't just stay at the door and wait and wait, doing nothing. And let life roll by and roll by and roll by. Jabez could have been like that. Suffice it to say, well, thank God I'm alive. And a lot of us are satisfied with that. It's good to be alive. But it's better to be alive winning. It's better to be alive succeeding. It's better to be alive achieving. It's better to be alive fulfilling the purpose of God. Circumstances. Every day, you look like a weather-beaten person. Who knows? Jabez may have had friends. I don't know. I don't know who wants to befriend sorrow. I don't know who wants to be a friend to sorrow. Hallelujah. And should he, by mistake, have asked their opinions about him, like many of us do. We ask men opinions about us because you want to feel good. You want to feel right. What do people think of me? That wasn't what Jesus was doing when he was asking that question. He wasn't asking to feel good. What do people think of me? No, he wasn't asking that to feel good. He was asking to know their mindset. To know if their eyes are open to the truth. And that's why he asked Peter, okay, you, who do you say I am? Because nobody can add to Jesus and make him feel better than who he is already. And let me tell you something. If you don't feel better by yourself, nobody can make you feel more better. I tell you the truth. Nobody, not even your husband, not even your wife. Those of you who are single, if you don't feel good as a single person, when you are married, you will never feel good. Hey, let me tell you, there are disappointments in marriage, Joe. Hello. Hiya. Oh, wow. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And you know, friends flatter us, isn't it? They tell us what we want to hear. Go on, girl. Hey, my main man, you're the man. No, you're not. You are still lagging behind. You've not accomplished anything. Let your friends tell you, well, I like your makeup, but you are still nobody. Nobody in the sense that you've not achieved anything. You are not Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yeah, you didn't understand that. You catch it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And some of them will censure you so hard. They'll be so harsh that they beat down your expectations and your dream. Let me tell you first and foremost. Oh, maybe I have to preach a message on that. Checklist on your friends. Are they encouraging you to love God? Are they encouraging you to get yourself better? Are they encouraging you to achieve something better for yourself? Are you just happy flocking with them? Jabez, of a truth, did not start well. But from what we read, he ended well. He ended strong. I pray, God, that you will end well. I say you will end well and you will end strong in Jesus' mighty name. The way his life was going, Jabez was like, you know what? I'm tired of this roller coaster. I'm tired of the way things are. Let me tell you something. If you are not tired of how things are for you, you are not ready for a change. If you still like it, you are not ready for a change. You still enjoy the way your life was last year, and you are okay with it the way it's going now, you are not ready for a change. And others around you will be changing. Things around you will be changing, and you are remaining the same. May that not be your story. In Jesus' mighty name. Jabez decided, you know what? I'm not going to take no for an answer. I can't continue like this. And he knew if he did nothing, he will continue to be nothing, and he will continue to be a nobody. If you do nothing, you remain nothing, and you remain a nobody. You just be one of the statistics. May that not be your portion. In Jesus' mighty name. So Jabez, for his change to come, what did he do? He started with God. He turned away from his friends. You guys are a distraction. Sometimes you see, you have to switch off your phone for a while. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because you have a goal. Because you want to achieve something. And that phone will keep on ringing and disturb you. They will call you for no reason at all. And they will talk to you 1 hour. And that phone that is not even so good to put in your ears will be so hot. And by the time you are done, whew, you are drained. Nothing has been added to you. And in talking too much, you have sinned. You have talked about somebody you are not supposed to talk about. You will have lied. Jabez started with God. He invited God into his situation. That's what you and I need to do on a daily basis. Bring God into your situation. You want a change. It's not, remember, it's not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Change starts with relationship with God. I'm talking about permanent change, positive change, progressive change. Starts with relationship with God, not manipulation of men, not manipulation of situations. He knew that a blessing from God would change his story forever. Just one blessing from God. And he knew the only way the blessing of God would be conferred upon him was in the place of prayer. He must have heard the story of Father Jacob. I was just meditating and I'm thinking, and please, if your name is Jacob, I'm not targeting you. You know, Why do people still name their children Jacob? Huh? Someone said because in the Bible. But God changed Jacob to Israel, right? Because Jacob means what? A deceiver, means supplanter, right? We don't really, really think well. If you are going to have a naming ceremony, if you put Jacob there, I will cancel it. It was a name God crossed out. God says, your name shall no longer be Jacob. Because the name Jacob means a deceiver, a supplanter. Did you give birth to a deceiver? Like somebody I know that named his son Deuteronomy. I don't know how, why. I'm serious. How can you name your child Deuteronomy? Huh? Because it's in the Bible. You're a Nigerian person, you name your child Karen Hapuch. What on earth are you thinking about? Amen? What on earth are you thinking about? May God have mercy. Hallelujah. Amen. I may be down, but I'm not out. I'm still in the game. I know it's going to change in my favor. My knees may be wobbling. My hands may be feeble, but my mouth is not closed. Others may not want to hear what I have to say, but God is waiting for me to speak. You say, oh, nobody listens to me. No, you lie. You've not spoken to God. Did you hear me? Nobody wants to hear my voice. No, you lie. Because you've not spoken to God. God wants to hear your voice. God wants you to speak to Him. And God wants to speak back to you. And you know what? The most miserable thing in a Christian's life is not to hear the voice of God. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Not hearing the voice of God. That's a major challenge for any Christian. Because if you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, at least God should be talking to you from time to time. From time to time, you should be knowing, oh, this is what God is saying about this situation. And then you're hanging in there. Because it's that word you will remember and you will hold on to. Regardless of what anybody around you may be saying. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jabez decided to be constant in prayer. I'm not going to give up. Relationship. Prayer. It was constant. Constant in prayer. He prayed. While everybody else doubted him. While everybody else made fun of him. While everybody else called him sorrow. While everybody else said, you are a fool. Look at what is happening to you. Sit down there and be praying. All your mates, look at what they are doing. You sit down there and be praying. Don't forget. Those that wait upon the Lord, they renew their strength. When it's time for them to run, they will run. They won't be weary. And then when they overtake, they will start walking. Praise the Lord. Anytime you spend in prayer is never in vain. You understand what I'm trying to say? Load up your prayer bank because you don't know when it's going to be your time. Praise the Lord. It's better to pray than to keep quiet. Prayer confers honor. From the story of Jabez, we find out prayer brings honor upon a man. The Bible says he was more honorable than all his brethren. How? Why? Because he prayed. He prayed. And God conferred honor upon him. Just like Jacob prayed. He held on to that angel. I won't let you go until you bless me. What is your name? Your name is no longer Jacob. Hallelujah. You are now a prince. Your name is Israel. Honor was bestowed upon a supplanter. Honor was bestowed upon a deceiver because he stayed in the place of prayer. Prayer is not a magic wand. Are you listening to me? Don't just pray because you are in trouble. When you are not in trouble, pray so that you won't be in trouble. Did you hear me? Pray so that you won't be in trouble. So that you won't be caught up in temptation. So that you won't be caught up in the wiles of the evil one. Pray every day. You want to catch the attention of God? There are three things you can do to catch the attention of God. In the life of Jabez, we read about only one. That is, he prayed. Praise catches the attention of God. Heartfelt praise. Hallelujah. Giving catches the attention of God. We have samples of those things in the Bible. You want God's attention on you? Pray. You want God's attention on you? Praise him continuously. You want God's attention on you? Just like my Father and the Lord will say, be an incurable giver. God can't turn his back on a giver. God can't turn his back on a worshiper. God can't turn his back on somebody who prays. Because prayer even brings caution to you. Brings caution. No, you can't do that. Because the Holy Spirit is following you. Because the Holy Spirit is, no, you can't say that. And should in case you have said it, Lord, I'm sorry. I'll never say that again. Praise the Lord. You know, we talk about our dreams. I don't know if you've shared your dreams with some people before. And they look at you. They conclude about you. They may not even tell you to your face. But inside them, they are like, are you serious? You must be out of your mind. You met me here. And now you are dreaming this dream. They won't tell you to your face. They just say, it is well. You know, brethren, it is well. You know? Even that one is better. It is well is better. Over. Yeah. Oh, please, I beg you. Should I be talking to you? Don't say yeah. What does that mean? I pity you. Don't pity me. Praise God. Pray for me. And thank God for me. Amen. Jabez was not ready to give in to fatalism. Even Christianity, Christians in church are given to fatalism. Well, that's the way God wants it to be. Whether it's good or bad, well, that's the way God wants it to be. It's the Muslims that say all those kind of things, right? Well, that's the will of God. How do you know the will of God? The will of God is never evil. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. The thought of good and not of evil. God have mercy. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And I tell you, from where I am and from my own experiences, of a truth, God answers prayer. Did you hear me? That's why you can't give up on prayer. God answers prayer. It may not be the way you expect it. It may not be when you want it. But it does answer prayer. And it's never late.
There's something that still amazes me, to be honest with you. That you've been in church for a year and you don't know how to pray. To be honest with you, it's a shame. You can't talk to God with scriptures, or you can't talk to God with your words, and then you find some people doing like this. What's the meaning of this? That you are carrier of the cross. No, Jesus left the cross. The cross was important, but he's no longer there. I shared during a Bible study, the cross is not an end. The cross was a means. So we don't worship the cross. It was just a stick. There was nothing particular about the cross. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? We talk about it because that was where our Savior died. Because if the cross, yes, we preach the cross. Why? Because of the suffering that happened there. Because of what happened there. It's just like talking about the tomb where Jesus laid for 3 days and nights. The tomb too is empty. So when we are praying, why don't we say tomb? God have mercy. God have mercy. Amen. Amen. Jabez was ready to go forward against all odds. I'm not going to rest on my oars. I'm not going to allow this thing to overtake me. I don't care if it was my mother that said it. It's not going to remain on me. I told us before, if I see my mother attack me in the sleep, I will attack her back. Did you hear me? In fact, she will regret attacking me. That's the point. I'm telling you, you know, my mother is not meant to attack me. She's meant to support me. So in case she has turned away somewhere, she's ready for God's judgment. Hallelujah. Because evil cannot get me. Hallelujah. I'm going to be victorious over evil. I am victorious over evil by the reason of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Jabez was ready. I need to advance. And when he prayed, what did he pray for? He said, God, bless me. Indeed. Empower me to prosper. This morning we prayed already for empowerment. God, empower me. Empower me for success. This situation has weakened me. Empower me. Show me a way out. Blessing indeed. Let me tell you something. I wrote a few things down here. You see, other blessings may bring us temporary joy. Jabez was not asking for a house. He was not asking for a car. Amen? Somebody like me, I get tired of a brand new car after 2 weeks. I'm serious. No, I don't care what kind of car it is. After 2 weeks, I'm already fed up with it. It's just that you can't be changing cars every 2 weeks. Maybe I'll have that opportunity sometime. Praise God. Those things give you temporary joy. Oh, a brand new house. Good temporary joy. Money, promotion, temporary joy.
That was not the blessing Brother Jabez was asking God for. Brother Jabez's mind was not based on materialism. That was not his pursuit. He was asking for blessing indeed. He was asking for everlasting blessing. Blessing that cannot be denied. Blessing that cannot decay. Blessing that is incorruptible. The irrevocable blessing of God. David said in 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 29, "Therefore, now let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee." That's a blessing indeed. Amen. "For thou, O Lord God, hast spoken it, and with thy blessing, let the house of thy servant be blessed forever." Now, in 2 Chronicles or 1 Chronicles, the story of Jabez, other names were listed, right? They just called their names. That sentence concerning Jabez made a difference in his life. He was more honorable than his brethren, because God conferred his blessing upon him to the extent that he's being remembered from generation to generation after we pass on. Generations behind us, we still talk about Jabez because he had an everlasting blessing. I pray that God will give you a blessing that cannot decay, a blessing that men cannot buy, a blessing that money cannot buy, a blessing that people cannot confer. Let me tell you something. This kind of blessing, no human being can give it to you. Only God can give it. So when you are serving conscientiously, dedicatedly, and it seems nobody is seeing you, it seems nobody is saying thank you, guess what? God is going to bless you indeed. I say God is going to bless you indeed. But it's so ironic that we run about for temporary blessings, as if we can't do without it. The only thing we can't do without is the hand of God. Should he remove it, everything is over. Praise the Lord. He wanted the blessing. The blessing. You know, I can say God bless you, and if God does not back that word up, nothing will happen to you and in your life. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? The blessing of God delivers nothing less than his promises. The blessing of God is protection. The blessing of God is a shield. The blessing of God is provision. The blessing of God is honor. The blessing of God can be a revelation for you. It can be on your children to become notable for something good. There's another message down there. Amen. Now, in conclusion, Jabez said, "Enlarge my coast." Now, let me say this to you. Every blessing comes with a responsibility. Every blessing. Now, the blessing you are asking God for, how are you going to use it for God? Answer to prayer is a call to responsibility. Did you hear me? Answer to prayer is what? A call. Lord, enlarge my coast. The bigger your coast,
the more you will walk. Hello? Okay, let me use an analogy you will understand. Maybe you live in a two-bedroom house, three-bedroom house, and now you are believing God for a five-bedroom house. Your water bill will go up. Right? Your electricity bill will go up. Isn't it? And you're going to clean more. Right? So if you're asking for a five-bedroom, you better think well. Are you ready to clean more? Are you cleaning the three you have now? Huh? Are you taking care of three now that you want five? That you want 10 bedrooms? Some of us like new things. Why do we crave new things all the time? Because the ones we have, we don't take care of them. Every blessing has a label on it. Be responsible for me. It calls for responsible. It calls that you must have a responsibility to take care. I'm a nobody. I don't even know how to handle. But Lord, enlarge my coast. And God will say, are you ready to take care of the coast? You have a car, you are not even servicing. You say, God, give me a ship. May it not sink in this sea. For lack of service. Huh? I heard a story of a guy who won the lottery. As soon as he won the lottery, he was living in a one-bedroom house, he went to buy a helicopter. Is he not a madman? Is he not foolish? Huh? Helicopter? Is that what he's supposed to be buying? You buy a helicopter, you make sure you have a pilot. Or you know how to fly it yourself. Okay, do you have an helipad? Do you have where to park it? So, what you are asking God for, think. Think. You know, I told you, when my wife was pregnant with her son, I was praying to God, Lord, give us triplets. Don't laugh. Lord, thank you for three. Triplets. When she delivered, after a couple of days, I had to go back to God in repentance. I said, Lord, thank you. I'm sorry I asked for three. I'm grateful that it's one. Because you know I can't cope with three. I mean, three of Toby. Please send me on another planet. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jabez showed that he relied on God. And his prayer showed that he had a close relationship. If you don't have a close relationship with God, how can you ask for a blessing? Hello? Huh? At least, is somebody you have a relationship with that you can say, bless me with so and so. Isn't it? Somebody you don't have a relationship with, you can't start asking for a blessing. The Bible says in Psalm 51, verse 17, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. Oh God, thou wilt not despise. Jabez approached God with humility. He was bowed before God. He knew, God, you are the only one who can do it. I'm still in this game, Lord. And I trust you to make it happen for me. I want us to rise up.